I used to go to San Francisco all the time because Cal lived up there, and the band was from up there. I was the only one down from L.A., and so I played a lot in the Bay Area with him, as well as traveled. Cal liked to play up in Seattle, Washington a lot, in Canada, in Portland, Oregon. He liked to play in Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson. He didn't like to go back east by then. By then, he was burned out. He said he didn't want to fly back east. It was a lot of money and a lot of trouble, you know.
Yes.
Later on, I found out what he meant when I got my own band. But I was in Philadelphia 2 weeks ago, so I'm still going myself. But, you know, I got up there in the Bay Area, and one of the first local musicians I met was John Santos. Actually, a couple of cats were kind of a little standoff to me because I think they were upset that Cal Jader didn't hire a local percussionist from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
He hired a percussionist from Los Angeles. And some of the local cats, we won't mention any names, but they were a little bit standoff towards me because I was the guy from L.A. who got the Cal Jader gig, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
John Santo was the first guy that was warm to me and welcomed me to San Francisco. As a matter of fact, John picked me up a couple of times and took me around town and showed me what was going on and where the bands played. He took me around in the afternoon, you know. We went to go get a bite to eat, and he told me what was happening. He told me to come by and see his band. That's when he had Bata Changa.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go see his band after and sit in with the band. And then I met Benny Velarde and his band, Benny Velarde and Super Combo.
Uh-huh.
And so I used to go see Benny's band all the time. They used to play at, I'm trying to remember some of the clubs that they used to play during the week. They used to play during the week on Wednesday nights, Thursday nights. Oh, the Transfer Club, and there was another one called, I think, Sportsman or something like that. I'd go see Benny's band a lot, and I got to know the guys in Benny's band very well, Roger Pai and Joe Ellis on trumpet, Al Bent on trombone. So there was some great David B. Love on bass. All them cats, man, I'd go see them play, and they'd ask me to come and sit in. Benny would ask me to come and sit in because, of course, Benny was with Cal Jader many, many years before me. And then I used to go to Caesar's Club a lot.
Caesar's, Latin Palace. It says
I used to go to the original Caesar's Club that was on Green Street, right off of Columbus, I think, in the North Beach area. Caesar, and it was downstairs there on Green Street, right off of Columbus, I believe, because I used to play at a place with Cal Jader. We used to play sometimes 2 weeks at a time in the club. It was a place called El Matador. It was on Broadway in North Beach. And we used to do four sets a night, and on my breaks, I would go three blocks up the street or two blocks up the street there and go around the block there and go hear Caesar's band, because Francisco Aguilera was playing congas in the band at that time, and Carmelo Garcia was on timbales. So I'd go downstairs and watch them play one or two songs and then run back to my gig and play with Cal Jader. I would do that about three times a night. And when I would go to Caesar's, Francisco Aguilera would tell me to come and sit in for me to play congas.
Wow.
So I would play congas on a number because Francisco Aguilera wanted to play timbales, and man, he could play timbales. A lot of people didn't know that. Francisco Aguilera could play some great timbales, man.
Wow.
So it was really nice. But by then I was in the groove, and I knew what was happening it was about like 76, 77, all like that. So I was playing all around San Francisco with Cal Jader, as well as traveling with him also. But he played a lot in San Francisco because he was at home, you know.